Waste no time in selecting a spot to be aware of your breath. And we'll go directly into awareness of the present moment through the support of the breath. At first, just recognize the fact that the breath is happening, whatever those sensations feel like at the spot that you chose. And if you like, you can say to yourself in on the in-breath and out on the out-breath. And in the space in between those words, you can just kind of see how you're doing more generally in the present moment, if you have any feelings. Any habitual activity of mind. Preoccupations. Competing orientations. Kind of a bent of mind that is not oriented towards the breathing. What's that like? But when you come back around and say those words in or out, get in touch with the sensations of the breath. And see if you can gently start to push that awareness towards one that's continuous awareness of the sensations of the breath. But push here is more like commit. So hopefully that can come from a place of clarity, of purpose, orientation, relaxation, enjoyment of the breath rather than kind of a white knuckle type scenario. So relax into that place where the breath sensations are unfolding. And we're going to call that spot here. And as a stand-in for that continuity, for that continuous arrival, I'm going to use the word now. And we'll just use those two words for a little bit here on the in-breath here, on the out-breath now. Here, specifically being wherever it is that you're being aware of those sensations of breath. And see if you can still consider this a kind of relaxing into that here, that now. And what I want you to do, if you can, is to also relax the kind of the divider, the discriminator in the mind that says that some things are not happening right here at the tip of the nose or whatever you have chosen, and some things are. So, for instance, if there's a thought and there's this kind of impulse to say, like, oh, can't pay attention to that thought. I got to pay attention to my breathing here. Or if there's a sensation in your big toe, see if you can relax that kind of searching, discriminating part of the mind. Without departing from the sensations of the breath. So, another way of putting it would be to say, let here be however big it is. That's still the same here where the breathing is taking place. But it's very inclusive, and we could call this like relaxing the excluder, the exclusion impulse. And we're going to practice, let's say, radiating compassion. And you can be a little bit directed at first. Let's say you can just pick some corner of the known universe that has some suffering and that could use some compassion. Something that can help you to evoke a compassionate way of relating. Something that can be here, along with the sensations of the breath. And I'm going to use the words here for you, here on the in-breath, for you on the out-breath. And if I can muster a tiny little drop of compassion, that's just fine. I can muster a fire hose, that's also fine. And the thing about that idea of radiating compassion, see if you can make it fairly impersonal. Like breathing. So see if you can relax into it, and relaxing into it could mean kind of relaxing out of any story about, oh, I'm being compassionate. They need compassion. Happiness is good, suffering is bad, etc., etc. Don't really need a narrative here. See if you can embody those words here for you in such a way that they function kind of just like you're breathing. And we're going to direct that fairly impersonal compassion towards a few very fairly personal objects of meditation. We're going to start with, we'll just pick a version of yourself from the past. Now, this can be a version of yourself that's associated with a suffering in the past, or that you have a hard time reconciling with, connecting with. If there's a version of yourself that you say to yourself, "Well, I'm glad I'm not that person anymore," well, that could be a good choice. Or just a moment from your past when you might have benefited from a little bit of extra compassion. And we're going to just, without really departing from the breathing, do that same practice here for you. Not solving or resolving anything, just bringing that radiating compassion. And whatever comes up in dependence on the contemplation, so the impulse to resolve, to negotiate, etc., gets the same treatment, radiating compassion. Next, we'll select a kind of more present meaning these days version of yourself, something that you're struggling with or suffering with now that's coming up, a version of you that's dealing with something that you might deal with tomorrow. Can be big or small. And once again, we're not doing anything about it. We're just giving it the old sunshine treatment. See if you can really call to mind that version of you that's dealing with that thing. Just familiarize yourself with what it would be to just have some unconditional compassion in such a moment. And we will do future you. Just go ahead and pick something that you have a good reason to presume will probably happen at some point, and you are not looking forward to it. And you only have one job, which is to radiate compassion for that person that is face to face with such an unwelcome situation. Here for you are the words. And we just slowly put an emphasis on that radiating. So we'll kind of Slowly withdraw emphasis from a specific recipient of that compassion. And then we could replace the word you maybe with the word this. And treat the impulse to dial down to single out something with the same compassion, same awareness, but not necessarily to pursue it. Very, very big, inclusive this. So, inclusive of anything in you, anything outside of you that's presenting itself. It all gets the same radiating compassion, but without singling out or emphasizing anything. Go ahead and just let your attention settle back on the sensations of the breathing. Pick a spot. And relax into the unfolding of the sensations at that spot. Settle. Do nothing. Have a little stretch, move your body, have a drink, something if you need. Oh, and I should stop recording.